It's 82 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Our guests today are Barb Beener and John Devaney. Both from the Cape Fear Clinic. Barb is the president of the board of the clinic, and John is the executive director. Thank you so much for being here with us,
Great to be here.
Thank you.
The clinic is having a fundraiser, the third annual Behind the Scenes Breakfast, next Tuesday, May 19th, at the City Club at 7:30 in the morning, lasting until 9 a.m. And I'd like to ask Barb first. Barb Beener, tell us about this breakfast.
Well, it's our third one where we are focused on bringing more about the clinic to the members of our community. So we invited guests. Everyone's welcome to come. And we really talk about the clinic and what it serves and the community it serves. And John will talk a little bit about that. But we call it Behind the Scenes because we want people to know more about the clinic. And the silent auction we have are some different packages of behind the scenes. So you can get a win a package for a behind the scenes with a beekeeper or a gardener, master gardener, or the Wilmington Hammerheads, or different events around town. I think airport, we've done a lot of them in the past where people really get to explore more about their community.
Okay, so it's called Behind the Scenes because these are auctioned?
These are auction items, right, a silent auction. And we did it because we felt as a board that people didn't know enough about the clinic and that people really needed to get behind the scenes to understand what purpose we serve in our region and how important we are to the region for the medically underserved.
Okay, so you'll learn about how the clinic works.
Right.
And you get to
have a great breakfast at the City Club, and then you have a chance to bid on silent auction.
On other behind-the-scenes situations.
Right.
That's exciting. That's really fun.
It's different, too,
which very
is fun.
Different.
It's not the same old thing.
Sure. That's really interesting. Now, what will be served for breakfast? Because this is going to be on everyone's mind.
Well, it's a wonderful breakfast. We had it as a buffet for the last – this is our third year, and it's pretty much your typical breakfast from – your eggs and your side meats as well as vegetable or fruit, and it's really good.
Mm.
Of course, plenty of coffee for those of us that don't really like to be up and sociable by 7:30 in the morning.
But I understand it's a very good idea to get up early and have breakfast before work.
It's much healthier for you, that's for sure.
So, that sounds like a fun way to start the day. And this is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, and you do not have to pay to attend. We ask for contributions, and of course, we have the silent auction.
So it's actually free.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Hopefully
people will appreciate what we're doing and will make a contribution.
Well, you have a lot of faith in humanity.
We do,
that's
but
wonderful.
It's a different way to raise money.
We really want
people to understand our cause.
Sure. John Devaney, the executive director of the clinic, tell us about the work that you do at the clinic, that this money that's being raised on next Tuesday, what does this go towards?
Sure. Cape Fear Clinic just quickly was founded almost 25 years ago in 1991. Some people may remember us as the Tyleston Health Clinic. We changed our name a few years ago to better represent the community that we are serving. We serve those people in our community that make less than 200% of poverty and have no form of health insurance, no VA benefits, no Medicaid, no Medicare. Currently, right now, every one of our patients is what some people may call a charity care patient, and they get everything for free. And we serve them. We have programs in primary medical care, dental. We do cleanings and fillings. We have a world-renowned and nationally recognized mental health program, which is what we'll be focusing on in our behind-the-scenes breakfast. Mm. And we have an on-site pharmacy that last year dispensed almost 16,000 medications for free with a value of $5 million to our patients.
Right. And I'm wondering about that, it sounds like you have a lot going on. How are you funded?
Most of our funding, we have about $1 million budget, and we served last year about 1,500 people. And most of our funding comes from foundation support and individual donors. In fact, virtually all of it does. And the majority of it is from foundation support and corporate type of support. We have seen a drop in individual donations over the last few years, coinciding with the creation of the Affordable Care Act. A lot of people think the problem is solved, and it's not.
Right. I think that is something that a lot of people think, and it's easy to think that way, that, you know, well, for folks who are used to having insurance and don't know about the intricacies of poverty and health insurance, it certainly could easily seem as if, well, great, all the poor people have health insurance. How is that not the case?
Well, in North Carolina, our legislature chose not to expand Medicaid, which was built as part of the Affordable Care Act. And they had that right to do that. But what that means is that currently anyone who makes 100% of poverty or below, which is about $11,700 a year for a single person.
$11,000 a year.
$11,700
a year.
Yeah, less than $12,000. Those folks get no assistance at all. They don't get a subsidy. They don't get Medicaid. They get nothing. Whereas if you make between 100 and 400% of poverty, so up to about $45,000 a year for a single person, you actually get assistance buying insurance. So the poorest of the poor get nothing. And so that's what we do. We're still taking care of all those folks. And I should tell you that we get about 150 phone calls a week from people seeking care.
150 phone calls a week.
Yes.
And when you say the poorest of the poor, so basically someone who's working at a very low wage.
Right. The majority of our patients do work.
And they can't get Medicaid.
They do not.
Unless they're, you have to have a disability.
You do. You have to be very, very sick. You have to, there's all these things. But basically what people should know is that you have to be disabled to really qualify under the current system.
Right. So this fundraiser that you're having, and this is such a goodwill offering. You're saying come to breakfast for free, 7:30 next Tuesday morning, the third annual Behind the Scenes Breakfast, and that's at the City Club. 7:30 a.m. until 9 a.m., and they'll be auctioning off behind the scenes. We just have a few seconds left. Did you want to add anything?
Well, I would like to point out that our breakfast is being sponsored by PPD, Semel Oral Surgery, South State Bank, Live Oak Bank, and the Greater Wilmington Business Journal.
That's great that you have those.
We're so grateful for them.
Folks supporting your cause. Well, Barb Beener and John Devaney, thank you so much for joining us from the Cape Fear Clinic. And telling us about this fundraiser you're having. This is WHQR. The State of Things is next.